Welcome. We all good?
Be here.
We all good?
Yeah.
Hurry up, Mark.
How are you?
Ready to go.
Yep.
What do you want to see out of this mini camp? What are you looking to? How are you evaluating these guys?
To me, it's just a continuation. You know, the staff and I, we think that our guys have done a great job in the OTAs, and we're just continuing it through now, three more days, and we've got just about everything installed. Now we're just going to rep it, watch it on tape, and these guys have worked hard. I think when Thursday comes, they're going to be ready to get a little break, and as I've said from the beginning, this is all just one thing to get us ready for training camp, and the guys have approached it, I think, in a great way.
How much inconsistency within the system, more than anything the system, because he's got a new quarterback's coach, but how much can consistency help Josh Freeman eliminate the inconsistency that's kind of plagued him throughout his career?
A lot. Yeah, I think, you know, all of us are better the second time you do something, I would hope, right? You learn from your mistakes. You also learn what you do well and what people are going to try to do to what you do. So all those things added up, I think, really help you do better. I mean, I feel much more comfortable doing the job the second year around in the NFL, and I'm sure Josh feels more comfortable in our offense. I mean, you can just stand there and listen to he and Sully and he and John communicate. You know, where we are today is a lot further along than where we were the same time last year, for sure.
Greg, with some quarterbacks, young quarterbacks coming into this league, they have that much lack of continuity, be hurt by it. I mean, how do you think Josh has handled it? In other words,
well, it's all relative, right? If you could have been in the same system all 5 years, it certainly would have helped. How much it hurts, I can't quantify that, you know. Certainly it's better to stay in the same system as long as you're in a good system, you know. And, you know, I think he's been in some good systems, which the downside is lack of continuity. The upside is he learned a lot of football.
Did you glean very much from what you saw of Creamy today?
Well, you know, I think there's different levels, right? So I met him yesterday, and I really enjoyed meeting him. So that's important, right? First impressions. Then I watched him practice a little bit today, and I liked the way he worked. And, you know, he's a big, physically imposing guy, and he fits what we do. You know, he's going to help us run the football. He's going to help protect the passer, and, you know, he's serious about football. So when you love it and you got those tangibles, it's a good start.
We all saw what Doug Martin did last year, how relentless he was. Is there a next level for this guy? And do you think is there another level for him to get to this year? How can he improve?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think, again, his second go-around in this system and in the NFL. And if you look at him, you know, I think he looks better now than he did this time last year, physically, understanding-wise, all those things. So, yeah, I think there's another level for him for sure. Few.
That second go-round, talk about Mark Barron. He's working a little more in the box now, which I think is what you always envisioned him doing anyway. How's he coming along in slightly new role, I guess, but just overall in his second year in this system?
Well, again, like you said, second go-round, he's more comfortable. We've expanded his role a little bit. But just, a comfort level, a confidence, a piece about what he's doing. It's good. You know, still a lot to learn, but he feels better in his role. So it's fun to see the guys grow and develop, that's for sure.
Do you see him moving a little faster? Granted, it's only OTAs, but do you see him moving a little bit faster in terms of where he's got to be and that kind of thing as the play's developed now?
Well, I think he understands it better. So, yeah, anytime you understand it better, you're that half step ahead just by anticipation, right? Mark worked hard this offseason. Oh!
Greg, is there a general sense among the coaching staff that
it's me, Cam. We got to work. We got to use a timeout here.
Greg, a general sense when
got to stay focused, right, Ira? Stay focused.
I noticed you looked at me first when you heard that phone. I know, but just like when you look, you know, you guys are out on the field. Is there a general sense like there's a lot of talent in this building, and in a way, does that kind of increase? Not pressure, but the responsibility on you and your guys to get the most out of it.
I mean, I think coaches put more pressure on themselves than any outside entity could. So, I mean, there's never that. It's excitement. You know, we like when you get good players and good people in the building, we like that as coaches, right? That gets you excited. Puts pep in our step, and that's what it does. But, you know, when you spend as much time on one single thing as we do, you know, when you get it done, there's great satisfaction, and when you don't get it done, there's tremendous disappointment, and there's not a lot in between. So that's really what we try to do is day by day try to go out and get it done today. And that's what we ask the players to do. So I agree with you. I feel like we have a good group of guys. Certainly we have some guys that are on different stages of mend, right? We're on the mend a little bit. But once we get everybody up and healthy and rip-roaring ready to go, I like our team. I like the chemistry that's starting to come together. So, but like I said, I think they do need a break. They've pushed really hard. They've trained hard in the weight room with JB. And, you know, they're still going to continue to train and get ready for camp, but I think they need to get out of here for a little bit.
Personally, coaching more or less in certain areas than where you were this time last year, like how has your hands-on role changed?
Probably a little less, just because I think everything that the vision of the program, you know, the guys have had it now for a while, so I can kind of observe more. Because, you know, it is fun to coach for sure, to get your hands in there. But when you're coaching one guy, then you're not seeing everything else that's going on. And as a head coach, you need to be able to see the big picture. So, you know, it's a delicate balance, I think.
So Greg, Eric Page is not a guy a lot of people maybe know a lot about. He's still going to make the team, obviously. But what is the skill set there? If you guys saw something in him, obviously. What attracted you and what do you see in his skill set?
He's a real good college football player. I mean, very, very productive in the MAC conference at Toledo, and both as a returner and a receiver. You know, and I have a lot of connections with guys in that league and know some guys and people who – do TV in that league, and just, you know, he was the rave. You know, we were very close to signing him ourselves last year as a free agent and then lost him to Denver. So we were excited to get him back. You don't let pride get in the way on those things. If you get a good player, you get him here.
Greg, from what you've observed and what you've been told, how is Revis continuing to progress?
He's progressing well, yeah. I think he and Todd Torricelli and Jay Butler have really – locked arms, and they're working incredibly hard to get better. But, you know, there's no substitute for the player. The player has to be willing to do it. And, you know, you talk about putting in overtime. Darrell's put in overtime. You know, late afternoons, weekends. I mean, this guy, you know, all his doing. You know, we can't – none of that's required, and we'll do whatever he wants to help him. And this guy, his rehab is – he's pretty aggressive.
Talk about Mike Smith, our second-year guy that's kind of trying to find his spot this year. What are your kind of expectations for him as, you know, minicamp rolls on and training camp starts?
Well, I think when we get to training camp, it's going to be his opportunity, right? I mean, there's great competition behind Doug at the running back spot, and I have no idea how it's going to sort itself out. But there'll be carries to go around. We're not going to overload Doug with carries in the preseason, so there's going to be enough carries. And that, combined with the returning stuff he does, let's see.
You know, the, totally help you with special teams.
Well, he's a kickoff returner. That's what he is. And he's certainly going to get some shots to do that in the preseason as well. So he's going to have opportunities, and just like the other guys are. And then we'll just, you know, our job is to evaluate it.
Greg, do you view Karimi as a right tackle? You know, he played some guard last year, but are you looking at him as a right tackle?
Well, that's where he lined up today. But I think he does bring position flexibility. Again, you know, you let all that stuff work itself out. You know, they go play football and you figure out where it all fits together. The offensive line, you always, your goal is let's get the best five football players on the field. And how you do that, you know, sometimes they don't have the skill set, even though the fifth best player may not have the skill set to be a tackle. That's when you don't. Sometimes you don't have your best five out there just by, you know, they can't play in the tackle position. So Karimi can. So now it's just a matter of finding what the best five combination is, and that's what we have preseason for.
Greg, what your comfort level when you surround yourself as a head coach with guys like Juan Stat, Butch Davis, guys you can trust and depend on, and talk about the size of your staff too.
Well, I think, you know, we got a great coaching staff, and we have a tremendous mix of guys like Butch and Dave that have had a ton of experience in this league and major college. They're guys that I go way back with, and kind of we know each other. Ins and outs and that kind of stuff come from the same background. My guys that came with me from Rutgers, you know, they know because they've been in the program. and know what my expectations are. And then guys that we brought in from the outside, who I think we've gotten tremendous ideas from and plugged it into kind of the whole thing that I talk about all the time to our staff is my main job is to provide a vision. We hired really good coaches, so let's provide a vision of where we're going to go with this thing with their help inputting it. But, you know, my job is to pull it all together, and then this is the vision, and now how are we going to get there? I have real smart people on our staff, and I rely on them to help lay out a plan how we're going to get there, and then it's about execution. You know, so everybody's coaching their deal, and that's where, you know, it's that previous question. I'm kind of standing there making sure that we're staying on the road to that vision. And, you know, you get out of whack sometimes. It just happens. So when you're in a slump, you lose a few games, you get out of whack, you have to go back and say, okay, now what's the vision? Why are we out of whack? Hopefully we won't have to do that too much. Hopefully that, you know, year two, we know where we're headed. Everybody's kind of seeing that same deal. And now I think our players are seeing it better as well, because at the end of the day, the staff is critically important, but at the end of the day, it's the players that are most important. This game's about the players, so we got to make sure that they can see it, feel it, do it. And we're a lot further along than we were this time last year, which is good.
Greg, Dakota Watson's a guy who, you know, you and even your predecessor have always kind of tried to find ways to get on the field, but that's been made somewhat tough because he hasn't necessarily won a starting job, you know, so to speak. So, I mean, is he closer to that this year? Do you think that he is getting there? And what do you think's held him back? What is that next step he needs to take, do you think?
Well, I think Dakota's come a long way since last January. Again, you know, you talk about the new scheme for the quarterback. It's a completely new scheme for Dakota Watson. He is locked in at the Sam now, and he's learning that position, and I think he's doing a good job. He's got real strong competition with John Casillas here. But, you know, Dakota is, I think, an elite special teams player in this league, and now he's trying to become an elite linebacker, an elite Sam linebacker. And I think he's made big strides. This is all in front of him right now. You know, this training camp is huge for him. But he brings great energy to our football team. And, you know, an unselfish guy on teams will do whatever you ask him to do. He's a good guy to have on your football team.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
If everyone could stay seated for just a quick moment, we have a quick presentation here from a couple representatives here from NASCAR. We have Joey Chitwood, the president of Daytona International Speedway, and NASCAR driver, Casey Kate.
Well, we want to say thank you to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for their hospitality today. When we think about the business that Casey and I are in, speed is very important, maybe a little more important than speed on the football field. So, Coach, we brought you a little memento. We took some liberties with the Buccaneer logo, but this is a racing helmet. It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneer version, and it is signed by every Sprint Cup driver. So we wanted to say thank you for the hospitality. And I know that Casey had a chance to get a couple passes from Josh out there. We want to make sure that we do something special for you.
Well, really appreciate it, guys. And I haven't been down in Florida that long, but two great traditions, right? Daytona Speedway and Tampa Bay Bucks. Couldn't be a better combination. Like we talked about, I'm coming to see your race.
That'd be good.
Fun.
Good.
Right, thank you, guys. Appreciate
thank
it.
You very much. Thanks for having us.
Great.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. That's great.